This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Plunge. Easy to use, reliable cold plunges at affordable prices. Save $150 off with code MMA150. Crowd Cow, the marketplace for high quality craft beef and meats from ranches around the world. Save $15 off your first box with code MMA15. Tire Buyer, buy tires online, get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 10% off with code MMA10. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants and free of contaminants. Save 20% off with code MMA20. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 578.
578.
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Groth, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on over there, Kimasabi?
Hanging out.
Maestro.
Let me just tell you, the yes. Bears.
Yeah, how about them Bears? Everyone's counting them out, right? I thought we were talking about that. You can count everybody out, but you never know what'll happen.
That's right. As I see it, we're 4-0.
Goddamn right.
We count the preseason around this bitch.
That's right. We are all fucking undefeated this season. Goddamn it. Who else can say that? I don't think anybody could say that. I think we were one of the only teams to go undefeated in the preseason and win the first fucking game. So we're setting a trend. It's called winning.
Oh, even with the controversy of the whole, what do you call it, kicker gate? Like, you know, apparently you can't wipe the field off for a kick in the rain, but you can do it in the snow. I don't know. So
they're just making shit up. They're trying to make us lose the game. And we still won. But did you see like how sloppy the field was?
Oh, it's bad.
Oh my God. And then you wonder why the Bears don't want to keep playing on that shit show of a field. And they're going to end up moving to Arlington Heights, hopefully. So
are they going
to
do turf there and build an indoor
stadium?
It's
going to be a dome. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. They're going to dome it. Cause they already released whatever the demo of what it's going to look like, and they're like, are you going to do a retractable dome or a full dome? They said it's going to be a full dome because there's too many issues with fucking retractable, and then they'll have so much more flexibility and make so much more money with the other things that they can bring in, and they're going to develop the whole community around and
way closer to us, you know.
Fuck yeah,
fuck going to Soldier Field. It's like impossible to park there.
It's the worst. It's a terrible location, terrible to get in, terrible to get out. Right on the fucking water. Mm-hmm.
So, the Bears.
Go Bears. So, UFC 279. Oh, what geez. The fuck happened here? It's just like chaos, right? Chaos.
Madness. I feel like I don't even know where to start. Do we start with the brawl backstage? Do we start with the weight cut debacle?
Everything. I
mean, all right. So I do have some footage. Apparently, there was a multi-person, multi-camp brawl that happened backstage.
Okay, good. I've been waiting for this because I haven't seen this.
Chimaev, Holland. Apparently, there was a front kick thrown.
Nice.
So
hold
on. So here we go. Here's what appears to be some shit going on backstage. As you can see, Chimaev is fucking around with Kevin Holland, and he's like, boom, throws a little front kick.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
And his Holland's like, what's up, bitch? Say something now. Fuck you, bitch, he says, and they're yapping at each other. At some point, Diaz gets involved. Jemayev's like talking about somebody's my bitch. There's Diaz. Diaz like, oh, are we scrapping? Let's scrap. What's happening?
Now let's throw some water bottles.
He's like, I'll fuck everybody up. Dana's like, this shit's canceled. Everything's canceled. It's chaos. I don't even know what's going on. So you get the idea. The fans are
Diaz
is like, fuck you, bitches. Here's Dana. He's like, sorry, they're crazy backstage. They're throwing bottles. Apparently, there were bottles thrown again by Diaz's camp versus like Chimaev's camp or something. It was just mass chaos that ensued. And they canceled the press conference, right?
Yep.
For the weigh-ins. So that was it. But that
was I was going to say the Nevada State Athletic Commission, then they're like, oh, bottles were thrown? Fines, suspensions.
Fantastic. Anyway. It's $100,000 per bottle, apparently.
Yes. Precedent's been set.
Yeah.
So PSA.
And that wasn't even the biggest controversy because Chimaev apparently came in like 100 pounds overweight. You know, couldn't even, I think it was like 8 pounds, whatever.
Not like that. Might as well be 100. He's fine at heavyweight from here on out.
Yes, and that mixed up the matchups. So what do you remember what the original matchups were supposed to be? I think it wasn't it Chimaev versus Diaz, Holland versus Rodriguez. Is that correct? Am I remembering? No. Holland versus
Yes.
That's right.
And then Lee versus Ferguson.
Correct.
Because they're trying to build Chimaev, and I think his nickname is the Leech. So they're trying to build both those guys off of older UFC guys who are like 1 foot out the door. And then all this shit happens, and then you fucking scramble everything around, and then you get a way better card than anybody could have asked for.
There you go. Yes, you get this, which I have to agree with you. I mean, I'm like, why didn't they make this happen in the first place?
Because it was too favorable for Diaz. That's why.
Correct. So Diaz and Ferguson headline. You got Chimaev, which is now a 5-round fight, which was Ferguson originally was preparing for a 3-round fight. Then you have Chimaev and Holland doing a 3-rounder, and you got the Li Jinglang and Daniel Rodriguez. Which one of these fights do you want to talk about first? Any thoughts?
Let's start with the main event.
Diaz versus Ferguson.
Yep.
I gotta say, I'm impressed.
Diaz sharing your screen now.
Oh, sorry.
All right.
Diaz looked good. I felt like he was popping off pretty good in the first round in particular. I don't know how you scored this fight. I'm gonna say if Ferguson won any round, it was round two. I don't think he won any other round at all.
Diaz, I think Ferguson for round three because I think he was leg kick heavy in that one. Yeah. And that was the one where Diaz was just kind of walking around and being weird, and Ferguson's running away. It was an awkward fight for sure.
Diaz is like hanging up on, he's like, hey, talking to somebody on outside the cage, weird shit happening. He's like, I'm not, you know, I don't know what the deal was. Did he ever say why he was doing all that?
No. Just being weird. And he looks soft coming into this fight, Diaz. And he said, I trained zero boxing and it was such a wrestling heavy base training camp. But he knew he was going to fight 5 rounds. Ferguson thought he was fighting 3 and had to go 5. And Ferguson had moments. I think his most effective technique was just the leg kicks. Because he fucked up his leg, Nate's leg at some point, and he's got to switch stances. But just a weird finish to me. I thought it looked like Ferguson gave up and just stuck his neck out. Because once Nate locked that guillotine, I saw zero effort of Ferguson to try to get out of it. He was just like, yeah, I guess it's over now.
Well, he had trained for a 3-round fight, so I wonder if he had, you know, I know Tony has pretty good cardio, but I wonder if he ran out of gas. And
probably.
I thought poor strategy on his corner's part to ask him to go for a takedown, which.
Yeah, why would you do that? Because you're going to put yourself right into that guillotine.
Right, and Diaz, you know, finishes. I got the little screen gif. Boom. Little guillotine right in the 4th round. I mean, looked pretty solid. I'm impressed. Talking shit to everybody, you know, calling out Chimaev, call him a pussy, whatever.
Yeah.
Guys, and, bitch ass rookie, I think is what he said.
Yeah, whatever he called him. Him a rookie. Yeah. Okay. I know we're in like Major League Baseball now, but okay. Yeah. And I think that's great for Nate because what a change. And I don't know if it's just like karma on the UFC because they're trying to fuck Nate, period, by making him fight Chimaev for his last fight, and then everything gets mixed up and he's like, you know, Chimaev misses weight, fuck him, I'm not fighting him. So then you got to change the whole card, and then I'm sure Nate got paid the most of this for sure, and he may have gotten all the pay-per-view points. I'm sure Ferguson got something, but Nate 100% made the lion's share of the fucking money. And now he gets to go out on a win, and that's I'm so happy because I was so upset that they even made that matchup in the first place. Now he gets to go out on a win, and he's basically saying, I'm going to fucking come to another sport and take over. And he wasn't being clear on what that was going to be. Is it going to be boxing, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu? And then he said, I'm going to go there and dominate, and then I'm going to come back and get the UFC belt. So I guess the question is, where is he going to go next? Is he going to be boxing? Is it going to be Bellator? Is it going to be bare knuckle?
I think bobsled.
Fine. Jamaican bobsled team.
Jamaican bobsled. I think
there was a movie about this.
There was
Cool Runnings or something.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't know. He was very unclear. I don't know if he's like trying to promote in a weird way, promote his new promotion or something.
That and
he's
too, right?
Yeah. Compete there. I'm not sure. But Dana said, like, you know, no bad blood. He was very gracious in his about the thanking the UFC.
Didn't you find that weird though? Because that's kind of the opposite of how they push people out. So it almost seemed like he was trying to kiss Nate's ass to maybe lure him back in.
All right. Well, he's still a star, man, and he can still deliver.
Right now, I think he's probably your number one star in the UFC if he stays with them.
I just, you know, I think he's the people's champion, you know, like the common MMA fan, the common like blue collar guy is going to really, you know, he's going to be drawn to him. And he doesn't look like a guy who can kick your ass, but he can kick your ass. And that's what's cool about it. You know, he's just peppering all day long, just pa-pow, pa-pow, pa-pow. And he did that to Tony, you know, he checked a couple of leg kicks and just, you know, just one, two, put a, just nonstop. So,
yeah. And I think Cormier was even calling it out, how he's throwing his 1-2. It's almost like he's throwing them at the same time. Cause it's just pa-pa. It's not like pa-pa. It's pa-pa. It's like right on top of each other.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And then the only thing that bugged me about the fight, I think, was the third round was a little funky, but more of Ferguson running away a lot of the fight to try to reset. Like, will you fuck? And I think that's what was why Nate was acting funky in the third round, because like, I'm sick of fucking chasing you. Come and fight. Like, stop doing the bullshit and stop like giving your back to me and trying to spin a lot of spinny shit. But overall, I think it all worked out for Nate and Caesar chasing jiu-jitsu. What? You heard me. Caesar crazy jiu-jitsus.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Diaz. That's right. Oh, did you see the other thing? I'm going to talk. We're still in this fight, but Nate was doing, he posted this, I think, on his Instagram. Didn't make it to the fucking broadcast, but he did an interview with Megan O'Leary. And I'll share this with you here.
We're glad you're still in this main event, Nate. Thank you so much for your time. Total professional with this one.
These shoes fucking suck. They might be putting this shit on.
Sponsors, you don't hear that. Guys,
fuck you.
I thought you were going to say it was good
to
rock
shoes. Hey, bye, Megan.
Bye. But see, like, that is shit they should post because that showed his fucking personality. Fuck these shoes, man. These shoes suck. Fuck the rock.
What's interesting, it probably would have been sold some more shoes.
I know, right? And I noticed Nick had them on. There was a cool picture of them together. I think he's showing the shoes here. Let's see. Yeah, Nick's got them on. Nate is like, fuck that. I wear my own shoes, but that's cool. Always thankful of his brother, Caesar Gracie, Richard Perez, and everybody else in his corner. But be interesting to see where he lands. Trying to think, because he's going to be. He's the most sought after free agent right now, for sure.
Absolutely. I wonder if Bellator will throw their hat in the ring.
They have to. Everyone's going to have to. Bare knuckle is going to have to. And I think you do awesome, bare knuckle. And they have a fuck ton of money. I just don't know where. Because my problem is, I know Jake Paul is going to fight Anderson Silva. I want to talk a little bit about that again later. But I feel like Jake's going to get his ass kicked and then that loses that fight for Nate. So it's tough. Maybe Bellator. I'm going to say, fuck it. I'm going to go on a limb and say bare knuckle. I think they're going to pony up. That's all
millions.
Yeah. The caveat is Anderson Silva has to beat Jake Paul. If that doesn't happen, he's going to box Jake Paul. And then after that, there's still the weird one of this Conor McGregor trilogy somewhere. Right? Is it going to be UFC? Yeah. Is it going to be boxing? I'm assuming Conor's still under contract with the UFC, but who knows, right?
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see what happens, but good for Nate.
Yeah, this finally is a feel-good story for a guy going out. I was so upset. Now I can feel good about it. I feel good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You want to talk about the other fight? Or other couple fights?
The what? There were other fights.
Yes, there were.
Chimaev versus Kevin Holland. I mean, you know, it was fairly one-sided, I will have to say.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not much to say there.
He just ran across, and what was it reminiscent of? Randy Couture when he fought James Toney, pretty much just ran across, shot, took him down, and that's a wrap. I mean, there was some scrambles, right? A couple scrambles, and then he gets a sub, and but it wasn't even close to competitive.
No,
it was just manhandling. And again, like all these guys, you got to kind of credit, they're all taking a fight on 20. So six guys took a fight on 24 hour notice or less. And now you have to adjust 100% your game plan to one, the amount of rounds some of these guys are fighting, and two, who the fuck you're fighting, and then three, what's the weight discrepancy now? Because some of the weights were just not fair.
No, they weren't. And you know, I think with Chimaev, I know people give him shit about the weight cut, but it was actually a doctor who stopped him from continuing to cut. Apparently, this is a new policy they have in effect where the UFC, like in the past, they just like, when they're having a bad cut, they just like, guys, go. Now they send a doctor up and someone evaluates the fighter and goes like, okay, are you all right to keep cutting weight? And the doctor was like, nope, we got to shut this down. That's it. And that's why he missed weight, is because he was having a bad cut. So, I mean, maybe he should, you know, maybe he should have fought at a higher weight class. I don't know. But
well, going forward, Dana said, guess what? It's middleweight time.
Yeah.
So he's not fighting at 170. He's probably got to do a few more at 85. And I don't think Adesanya is too happy about that, because I think that guy runs through Adesanya if he stays at 85.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see. And then you had what, the other fight, the Leech versus Daniel Rodriguez. And I thought it was pretty clear that Lee won that fight, and I don't know how the fuck Rodriguez won.
Yeah, I don't know either. And you know, credit to Jing Liang, he weighed in for a welterweight fight, and they did this catchweight at, I think, what, 180 or whatever.
Yeah,
so Rodriguez is fucking way bigger. He looked huge compared to like, but I just thought he won for sure. I don't know, you know, how the judges, there was, I think it was two judges had it for Rodriguez and one for Jing Liang. So I don't know how you fucked that up, but I mean, I thought he clearly won the fight way more.
There's no doubt in my mind. I don't remember if it was, I scored it 2-1 or 3-0, but in my mind, I'm like, oh, he's got this. And then I heard, I'm like, the fuck are we doing here? Like, that guy got done so dirty for this, because he was supposed to fight Ferguson, probably wins that fight, elevates himself, and then he gets this shit matchup that he kind of has to take. And then there's all this drama, like, oh, he bought this nice new suit, he's getting ready to go to the press conference and show off his suit, and that got canceled. Now you can't ascend the ranks. I'm like, they'll fucking take care of you, don't worry about it, kid. It'll all work out. It all works out.
It will. One other fight I want to talk about just briefly is Chris Barnett versus Jake Collier. Did you see this finish? It was quite exciting. It's quite exciting.
It's a sloppy Joe type fight.
Yeah. So like, here he is on top, Barnett, just a little ground and pounding. The big man loving it up, does a little front flip.
He didn't quite get the rotation he did the last time. He actually missed weight too.
He did, and he wasn't done, because when he got out of the cage, he's still going after it. He's just dancing in the crowd, this big, big happy man. He's loving life, takes a beer. He's like, yep, I'm going to drink that. So good for him.
Then he takes another beer.
Multiple beers. I'm just drinking all the beers.
I can't see out of my left eye, but fuck it. Beers.
Beers everywhere.
He should have downed them both. I don't know why he just pussy drinked right there.
I don't know, because he probably doesn't actually drink.
He doesn't want the HIV. I get it.
But would you take a drink from a random person like that?
Fuck no. Okay. You don't know what they did to that. Yeah, they dip my balls in this. Like, three guys like fucking tossed off in it. You never know what's going on.
Yeah.
And then I saw Johnny Walker got a submission win the first round, and then they kicked him out for some reason. And then John Kavanaugh shared this video where he's fucking walking through the streets barefoot here.
What? How does this happen?
Like, I don't know what the fuck happened. Now I'm walking through the streets of goddamn barefoot. What the fuck, UFCs? The fuck?
I'm so confused.
I have no idea, right? So it's so bizarre.
Bizarre.
With that, the one of the cooler things, I don't know if you saw, but there was a heel kick to the liver from the bottom where a woman won. I'm gonna see if I can pull this up. The tweet got deleted, so I had to fucking record this on my phone, and we'll try to share this and hopefully not get pulled because it's going to be a big screen. So the names are Aldana's on bottom and Chaeson's on top, and Chaeson was winning this fight, and then she throws this fucking heel kick to the liver and drops her and fucking KOs her, and that's a wrap. Whoa. Right there. So heel crazy. Kick to the liver right here.
Ugh. Oh, damn.
It was fucking awesome. Like, I've never seen that. I mean, the announcers were saying they've never seen it because everyone always up kicks to the head when you're on the ground.
It's like, going to be the new beautiful. Hot move. We're going to see two or three more knockouts like that.
Exactly.
In the next 6 months.
And then I don't know if you saw Mackenzie Dern was in attendance. So I always have to
show
a picture of her when she's in attendance.
I know.
I feel like she tries to wear the least amount possible. Show up naked.
Can you blame her?
No. If I had a body like that, I'd be wearing the same exact stuff. So speaking of that, we should talk about our sponsors.
Yeah.
Here we go. Little Manscaped. Football's back, baby. We're seeing Mahomes sling beautiful balls all over the field, and your friends at Manscaped are here to help you sling your beautiful balls all season long. With Manscaped, state-of-the-art tech will have your weapon look more loaded than the AFC West. Football may be rough, but your ball care doesn't have to be with Manscaped. Join the 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com/MMANuts for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts.
Yes, sir. And at QB, we have the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, a wily vet who makes sure the unit is running smooth. Your unit is running smooth and scoring nonstop. I don't know.
With Somebody's unit's running smooth.
All units with proprietary advanced skin safe technology. Excellent. The Lawnmower limits mistakes and protects the balls. Plus, it's waterproof, so the weather conditions are no issue. And at tight end, the product that makes your end look tight, Manscaped's anti-chafing. It's nice to have a tight end.
Anti-chafing
boxer briefs, a dedicated jewel pouch to increase ball handling, and a cool, steady vibe thanks to their moisture wicking fabric, aka it helps your balls evaporate. You know?
That's right. This has got to be a Super Bowl winning roster, but don't take my word for it. Go to manscaped.com/MMANuts for 20% off plus free shipping. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. Manscaped, for turning your player into an MVP.
Hey, Matt, are you wearing a True Classic shirt?
I actually am, right under this one.
That's funny because today's episode is also sponsored by True Classic. This brand makes t-shirts that actually fit, not to mention super soft. When you're jacked, finding the right t-shirt, like two of us, the right t-shirt can be incredibly frustrating. Most t-shirts are way too tight in all the wrong places or way too big and boxy, but not True Classic. You ever have that happen? You buy a shirt, it's like, fuck, man, it's like it's too big. It doesn't make you look good. True Classic.
Or it's too long. That's always a problem too.
Yeah, or too short.
Yes, that's a problem. We have lots of problems with t-shirts. They fix them here.
But not with True Classic, which has already helped over 2 million men get their fit on at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the absolute best deal they offer. For a limited time only, get 25% off with the code MMA25 at trueclassic.com.
And then you can do us all a favor. Accentuate those popping biceps with their activewear crew necks. They are sun and sweat wicking plus anti-BO. Smell good and never say the word moist again. I don't know. I like to say the word moist.
I like the word moist also.
Yeah.
It's about time you get your fit together. Upgrade your wardrobe with True Classic. Get 25% off at trueclassic.com with code MMA25. Free shipping is included on purchases over $100. That's 25% off at trueclassic.com with code MMA25. Strengthen your core wardrobe with True Classic today. True Classic, look good, feel good.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And did you know summer's winding down? I feel all hot all of a sudden. Hang on. There we go. I feel better. I felt naked there for a second. So summer's winding down. The nights are getting longer, but the breeze isn't the only thing that's getting stiff. That's right. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, we all know that confidence can take you far in life. That's especially true in the bedroom, especially when it's time to step up to the plate. That's where Blue Chew comes in.
Yes, it's a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part, it's all done on the internet, so you don't have to go to the doctor and be all awkward and shit and sit into some guy like, why are you here? No awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. They're made in the U.S. and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package.
That's what it's all about, discreet package, especially when it's delivered. So if you can benefit from extra confidence when it's time to, time to perform, chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code MMA Nuts at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code MMA Nuts to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Yes, right.
And back to the show, just like that.
Back to your regularly scheduled programs.
That's right.
Speaking of long and strong, we are not talking
wrong
about
schlong.
Bigfoot Silva, because once again,
you have another Bigfoot sighting.
I have another Bigfoot sighting, and it
was
not.
Let's go. Let's do this. Come on, Bigfoot.
Over the weekend.
Come on, Bigfoot.
Backing away.
No, he's going to win this time.
He's looking.
He's going to be 1-14 before we know it.
Here he is. He's in the ring, not the cage. Looking all right so far. Things are
kind of slow out there, Ringo.
Well,
did I bet on the wrong pony again?
I'm not sure, but it's not looking good. He's got. Oh, there he goes. He's like, hey, what's happening?
Why didn't they stop it right there?
I'm not sure, but they're going to let this continue, Matt. Mm. this young stud over here.
CTE
of
brain damage.
Highlight reel.
What the fuck is that?
This is hard to watch. I got to say, I'm sorry I brought this up, but it's just kind of...
Is it wrong if I'm getting hard right now?
Have you been taking Blue Chews? Is that what's
maybe
happening?
I don't know.
There you go. That's the end of the show. So it's like TKO number 200 for Bigfoot.
Yeah, I don't even like joking about that. I don't like this. Let me share his record with you.
Nah, I'm scared. Is it like 0-200?
He's doing all right, getting good grades. His future's so bright. He has to wear a catcher's helmet. I'm not sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He's doing well. I don't know what else to say. He's doing well. If losses are what's considered well, it's very depressing. Move right along. Anderson Silva, Jake Paul, official for October 29th.
All right.
And we were talking last week about this fight, and I couldn't remember. I'm like, what? They said they're wearing 10-ounce gloves. I said, what ounce gloves do pros normally wear? It's 10-ounce gloves are usually for pro fights. And it scales a little bit depending on pound of weight class. Sometimes the lighter weight classes will go with an 8-ounce, but typically it's 10-ounce for professional fights. And I don't know if you saw this, but Chael Sonnen was the host for their face-off. And Chael and Anderson had a little interaction here. I'll share that with you.
Let me tell you something, Chael. You never come to my house to my barbecue. Why?
Okay, here's the thing. I didn't think it was a sincere offer. If I knew I was really invited,
of course,
and then I didn't know if your wife forgave me, it was a whole thing. That's the real answer why I didn't come.
You need to come, please.
In Brazil.
No, here in Brazil, a lot of people try to kill you. People hate you in Brazil. But I'm not. I love you, man.
I accept.
That's beautiful.
That's funny.
Finally, he's some like, reconciliation.
He's like, no, don't. No,
yeah, they'll fuck you up. I fucking still hate you.
I feel like that's one man who can never travel to Brazil ever again. They might kill him.
No, for sure. They will. Brazil never forgets, right?
No. That was still one of the funniest moments. Like you had that, all that shit with Vanderlei Silva, and Chael's like, you're supposed to be the good guy. What are you doing? And Vanderlei's like intimidating him in the fucking cab and all this shit. He's just like, and he's beating him up. Like, it's like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're and making it, me look good.
And it switched the persona. Cause then it made Vanderlei the bad guy. And then Chael became the good guy.
Right.
It was fucked up.
That was really weird.
He ruined it. Yeah. What else is happening out there?
My last news story is Hezbollah Magomedov signing a 5-year deal with the UFC, supposedly.
Awesome.
I don't know exactly what he's going to actually do. But
I don't
know.
He used to frequent the show here. I don't know where he went. I'll have to find him again.
He's around. So I apparently the UFC sees some marketing potential. They're trying to latch on the social media star.
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere, so I don't know. Maybe he's going to sit on Dana's lap in the broadcast. I'm not really sure. Maybe
I don't know.
Joe Rogan and Dana can pass him around a little bit, you know? Just like, hey, pet him.
Something. And I saw, because Conor McGregor keeps threatening him and calling him out. There's posts. I'm like, Conor, what the fuck are you doing? You don't need this.
He's getting high.
Oh, all the time. And then I saw we're finally getting this fucking matchup that's been rumored for a while. Dustin Poirier, Michael Chandler, Madison Square Garden, November. Fuck yeah. These are the fights, that are going to go. Someone's going to get fucked up. That's for sure. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. And so let's do a little tweet of the week. This is from Combat Cravings. It's a breaking news. Shmaev thought he was fighting Joey Diaz. I don't know if it's a welterweight bout. I feel like that's a heavyweight, but I could
be. Good Lord, Joey Diaz.
Joey Karate in the house.
Yes.
I thought I had a couple of tweeted weeks, but. Oh, I have a second one. Okay. Hang on. Oh, that's super loud. We will stop this. This is from Paulo Costa. He says, guys, follow my sister on the TikToks.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sure you've seen these. Hey, look at that. Manscaped in action.
It's a giant set of balls.
Yes, yes. Look at that. My balls. And then I think Laura Senko had the line of the weekend. Which, give me a second here. Shoot. She shoots, she scores. A little sound.
Barnett. Waiting on Chris Barnett.
She's driving a dump truck. My goodness.
Hey, I told you. She's alive.
Driving a dump truck.
Akeem Dowd.
Barnett. What about the dump truck, Ingo? She's driving a dump truck.
Mm-hmm.
Norma Dumont.
I like it.
Hmm.
Let her drive.
That's right. And then let's check in while we're on that topic. Let's check in on Misha Tate. She's hanging out on the beach. Spent the weekend at Newport. You heard me. Newport Beach. Felt like the perfect end to the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Something about her. Looking better with age. I think that's what it is.
Mm. Motherhood looks good at her, huh?
Yep. And let's do a little Ask the Nuts. This is Real Convict on Twitter. I'll share this. It says, how do you like this new nickname? I mean, since he's going to stupidly throw away a potentially epic career over being an idiot, 178.5, what the fuck? Hamzat Bone Shamayev.
Isn't that already taken?
I think it is. Johnny Bones Jones. He's got a follow-up question. It's all about Shamayev. It's like, I eat everybody. And
yeah, he does.
It's true. And he wasn't very
apologetic.
Yeah, about missing weight. Even when Rogan asked him in the octagon, I think he cursed out the whole United States. He's trying to embrace some fucking heel shit. I felt like he ally Akbar'd us or whatever that fucking saying is.
He's like, I fuck everybody. Joe's like, you gotta make weight. He goes, I fuck everybody.
I'm like, no, but you missed weight. I fuck everybody. I fuck them in the ears. Like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And then here's another question. So Pride, WEC, or Strikeforce, which promotion proved best for the UFC?
Proved best?
Yeah, since they bought each one. Well, so
I think they got all the champs from Strikeforce, I would say, right?
Isn't yeah, because WEC, you got like all the lighter weight classes.
Yeah.
Pride, you got all the grizzled veterans. And then Strikeforce, you actually got all the women. And you got, it was Ronda Rousey, Misha Tate. And then you think about, you got Daniel Cormier, Luke Rockhold, Gilbert Melendez, Jacare, Josh Thompson,
Josh Barnett.
Yep. I mean, you as Cyborg. I mean, you just go down the line of what they fucking got. It was off the fucking chart. I mean, if you had to do it again, I'd buy Strikeforce in a heartbeat. I think. And again, you look back in the day of why they did all that was basically to kill all your competitors, right? Buy Pride and bury them. Buy WC and bury them. And I remember how much fun WC was back in the day. Like, oh my God, because you had a small cage, you scrappy fucks. Everyone was going at it. It was so much fun. And it was like such a switch up from watching UFC, and I forget, it was on a different night, and I don't remember what night it was, but like, oh sweet, I can watch a little WEC tonight, then we can watch a little UFC on the weekend. It was a nice mix up and different times. And then they bought Pride and never did anything with the rule set. Still waiting, hoping one day we'll have a Pride rules. Because wasn't it even in the game? Wasn't there a Pride rules? Couldn't I fuck people up at some point?
Yes, you could.
Okay, thank you. I like to fuck people up.
Mm-hmm.
With soccer kicks. Please make soccer kicks legal.
Yeah.
So it's all about. Hey, Knowledge.
Well, you haven't seen the latest Game of Thrones, but I highly recommend it. Another guilty pleasure, which I think for me... I watched it last year, the first season of Indian Matchmaking on Netflix, which is like,
I've heard about this. I haven't watched it.
And the second season just came out and we're about halfway through it. I don't know what it is about. It's fascinating to me how this culture works. And they follow like all these like people who are trying to get matched up. If you want some good like shit to watch randomly when you're, you know, like, I don't know, just feeling happy and you want some, it's a good show. I highly recommend it. And there's just, it's interesting to see into other cultures like that. And I know the show is probably a little bit like hyped up for TV, but overall, I think it's fairly accurate as far as like how that culture works. It's just fascinating, like how very entertaining. I highly recommend it. So second season's out right now. So
isn't there another one? I forgot what it's called, like Off the Spectrum or... On the Spectrum.
Love on the Spectrum. I haven't seen that one. I think
they talk about it on Your Mom's Podcast, Your Mom's House Podcast with Tom Segura, Christina P. I think they were talking about both of these shows. Like, they're both pretty good. I haven't seen either. Maybe I'll have to check them out. I always get lost whenever I go into like a Netflix. I get very confused because there's so many, I don't know how to operate the fucking user interface. I like everything to go just a list down. And then I get in there and it's like, watch this, watch that. You probably would like this. Keep watching that. What? Where am I? I don't know how to operate this. I think I'm getting old. I think that's what's going on. Fucking technologies. So anyway, I have three things for Knowledge. So one, I saw, here's how to use your head correctly.
I'm scared.
Right, hang on. Let me get a better grip. Right. 3, 2, 1.
He just scores! Oh my God, that's funny.
That's epic. That never occurred to me to try. And then from Spittin' Chicklets on Twitter, and say, you've seen it and felt it in Call of Duty, Halo, and Battlefield. Now, EA Sports is bringing you from hockey the classic teabagging.
Oh, man.
You're going to check someone and give them a full facial teabag.
Is this a video game?
Yeah.
Okay.
You probably can't do that all the time, but as long as I can do it some of the time. Because there's nothing more satisfying than killing someone in a shooter than you teabag him nonsensically. That's what it's all about. You have to. And even when I get teabagged, I can appreciate it. I'm like, oh, that was a good kill. You better teabag me. Oh, thank you. It's almost like you've been blessed after you've been killed.
Bless you, my son.
Yes, thank you. Because if I don't get teabagged, I'm like, that son of a bitch, he didn't even respect me. He didn't even teabag me. I think it's a respectful move. So, okay. And then we'll end on a little Lion King tribute. I gotta turn the sound off. But I always thought this was curious. This is very curious. A little Lion King tribute. So she hears the Lion King song. She picks up the lion cub. And then... oh, no! But I just want to say, did you notice how as soon as something happened, it's like she recognized, I like being hit in the face with something.
Oh, geez.
Because not only did she realize it, but her mouth opened wide open. Watch. Oh, and then she realized, oh, that's piss. That's piss.
Good Lord.
I probably shouldn't take piss in the face.
The things you find on the internet, I got to say.
Yeah, I didn't have to look hard for that one. That one found me. Sometimes things find you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like karma. Caesar Grace and Jiu-Jitsu. What? What?
Well, on that note.
Shut it down.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Grant, thanks for playing.